Hey guys, I'm Colby. I have a new life in Christ. I'm recovering from a dependency on marijuana, alcoholism, and fear of man. What's up, y'all? It's good to be here. So I knew the name of Jesus from a very early age, but I did not know the person of Jesus. The first 20 years of my life were spent in rebellion towards God, trying to find satisfaction, identity, purpose, and even spirituality in drugs, fame, and sex. I was raised in a non-Christian household. The neighborhood and school system I was in was full of people with different religious backgrounds. All my friends and their families had different ideas about who God was and how to get to him. My closest friends were Hindu, Muslim, atheist, and Catholic. So I came to the conclusion that all these religious systems probably led to the same God, and they were just different vehicles to get there. When I was 8 years old, I attended a summer camp where I first heard the gospel. I had a very emotional reaction and cried out to God, but then went home to no church, no interaction with God's people, no discipleship, and no clue how to read God's word. When the teenage years came, I was so desperate for a sense of adventure, purpose, pleasure, and acceptance. I did anything that I thought would fulfill those desires. At 11 years old, I researched porn because I was sick of being the only friend who didn't know what it was. At age 14, I was sick of being made fun of for being the only one of my friends who was still a virgin. I had sex with a girl I never even had a conversation with. That same year, I drank and smoked weed for the first time. Over the years, weed became a god to me. Smoking weed was a daily ritual that completely took over my life. I couldn't eat, sleep, or be in a good mood without it. The things I longed for, community, purpose, healing, and interaction with the divine, are ultimately fulfilled through relationship with Jesus. But I was looking for these things in all the wrong places. I was finding community in the stoner culture. I found purpose in the legalize it movement. I found what seemed like healing in abusing medical marijuana. I found spiritual experiences in altered mental states and vague conversations about new age spirituality. On one occasion, while doing cocaine with some friends, having this new age spiritual conversation about the power of positive thinking, the topic of Jesus came up. I can remember sharing my opinion and thoughts on him. I was saying that he did all those miracles through the power of positive thinking. I said he was an outstanding human teacher that had reached some state of nirvana or spiritual elite status, a teacher that was worth learning from and listening to, like Gandhi or Mr. Rogers. Essentially, I did not believe at that time he is who he says he is, fully God and fully man. During this time of life, I believed and said that marijuana was not addictive, but I was physically and psychologically addicted to it. Deep down, I wanted to stop, and I could not. No matter how much I meditated, threw away drugs and paraphernalia, or told friends and family I wanted to stop, I ran back to it, emotionally broken and seeking quick comfort. When I was 19, I went on a 2-week family vacation, which was the longest time I had been sober since I was 14. I was wrecked with fear, anxiety, guilt, and shame. I was finally too sober to push away questions like, who is God? Am I right with him? What would happen if I died today? Will I be punished for all the wrong that I have done? If heaven is real, how can I end up there? My older sister, who was on the trip, started following Jesus when she was in college. I would constantly make fun of her and other Christian kids in my high school. I thought they were closed-minded and judgmental and didn't know how to have fun. Yet in my desperation, I opened up to her about my addiction and my questions, as well as my current view of Jesus. She beautifully and effectively communicated the gospel to me, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, that no one comes to the Father except through him. No amount of good deeds will earn my way to him, yet he has come down in the form of a man to rescue us from sin, death, and the devil, that he had defeated these things and rose from the dead, extending an invitation to be in a right relationship with him and have his spirit come and dwell in me, solely based on what he has done and nothing that I can do. I thought, what kind of God would forgive a man like me who has denied his divinity, his kingship, and his power, and spoken falsely about who he is? Only a very merciful God. I told her, I have spent so many years running away from God. I'm afraid it will take just as long to get back to him. She then shared the story of the prodigal son with me. That was a story I never heard before when I was 19. I again cried out to God to save my wretched soul and deliver me from the mess that I was in. A couple of days later, after that occasion, I went home to Austin where I was living with my girlfriend, and I had no church, no Christian friends, no discipleship, and again, no idea how to read God's word. I then realized how unhealthy my relationship was with my girlfriend, so I decided to move back to Dallas. I wanted to know how to follow Jesus, but I had no idea how to. I would get high and I would read stories in the Bible that I thought were cool, and then I would emotionally break down, frustrated that I was so enslaved to smoking, pornography, and alcohol. Then I was invited to the porch, Young Adults, Watermark's Young Adult Ministry, by a friend that I went to high school with. This is a friend that I had done numerous drugs with, and yet he was going to church, and on a Tuesday, he was a completely different guy than what I remembered. This fascinated me. He had something that I did not. I followed him around and attended Bible studies with him. Soon I opened up about my desire to know Jesus and my problems with drugs and alcohol. Through confession and biblical community, I experienced healing from sex addiction, drug addiction, alcoholism. I finally got to watch other people follow Jesus, be a part of the body of Christ, and experience discipleship. I finally came into right relationship with God and sought that relationship out daily. By God's Spirit, I was born again and made new. As it says in Colossians 2:13, when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions. I asked my parents for forgiveness for the years of lying and manipulation. I confessed my struggle with alcoholism and ongoing temptation to still abuse alcohol, and even asked them to hold me accountable. This startled them and intrigued them, and they started hanging out where I was hanging out, the body of Christ. Soon my parents devoted their lives to Jesus and joined a community group here at Watermark. My father also confessed to struggling with alcoholism, and we committed to embracing Jesus and sobriety together. A few months ago, we both celebrated a year of sobriety after spending years drinking together. Ultimately, we were celebrating being made right with God and experiencing a relationship with him and knowing we will forever be in his presence. Through Regen, I learned that I had a misinformed view of God. I learned beneath all the substances I had been addicted to, what I was really seeking was acceptance and pleasure. I believed the lie from the pit of hell that God is restrictive and wanted to hold good things back from me. Psalm 84:11 says, "The Lord your God is a sun and a shield. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." And Psalm 16:11 says, "You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore." Thanks for letting me share.